T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chris Hoke, presented to you by Salomon Auto Group. He's with us for another 15 minutes or so. Chris, obviously the kicker's having some major confidence problems here and production problems, and I'm sure that happened once or twice during your career. I think Jeff Reed came along during your career. I don't even remember what happened to lead up to him coming here. How do you guys in the locker room look at that? Like, I mean, a kicker is still a player, right? And he's an important one, but how are you looking at it when a guy loses his confidence, when there's tryouts happening? Do you even pay attention?
Because games are being lost because of missed kicks. I mean, 11 missed kicks this season, field goals and extra points. But also, on the other hand, you understand how critical confidence is. And so you don't want to just jump on board and continue to rip on him and give him a hard time. You want to encourage him. You want to lift him up and help him to gain his confidence back, because you're going to need him in a game. And he hasn't been able to provide that this year.
What was it a number of years ago? Was it Vanderjack that Peyton Manning goes, he's just a kicker, for God's sake, you know? I mean, do you look at those guys as football players? I mean, Gary Anderson once told me this, maybe the greatest kicker in Steelers history, said, yeah, we have an easy job. It's the easiest job in sports until we have to make a 50-yarder in the rain with the game on the line. Do you guys look at those guys as players?
We do. I mean, listen, I think the Steelers locker room is a little different. When I was playing, we all liked Jeff Reed. You know, Jeff Reed was crazy and wild, but we liked him. I was a friend of his. And then you look at Chris Boswell, I know that he is well-liked in the locker room as well. Swisham was well-liked in the locker room as well. And so they are considered one of the teammates. And the Steelers kickers, for the most part, you know, they'll struggle at times in their career, but have been pretty successful. And so that's why I think it's tough for this one to watch with Chris Boswell, because I believe he's genuinely liked in that locker room and by the coaching staff. He's a good person. And to watch him kind of fall from grace from last season, when he made, 92% of his kicks, and then now you look at this year to 11 misses, and you watch these interviews now, and they are brutal to watch, because you look at a guy who looks like he is about ready to fall apart. I mean, he's probably not sleeping at night. He's probably just stressed out of his mind. And then all that, then that stress, that pressure, that lack of confidence now bleeds into his mechanics and bleeds in his techniques, and then it becomes a snowball that just unravels.
What was your take on the whole Ben on the sidelines thing in the second half last week?
You know, I've been around the Steelers for a long time, and these things have happened from time to time, and I don't really believe they wanted to put him back in the game. They weren't sure about the injury and the extent of the injury. They didn't have all the equipment they needed to diagnose it with pictures and everything. And so their preference would have been to keep him out of the game if they could have. And this wasn't just a Ben Roethlisberger decision. This wasn't a Ben and Mike Tomlin decision. I think this was an organization decision. Kevin Colbert was a part of the MRI, the X-ray there at the stadium. He was part of the discussions with Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger. So you can't point a finger at Ben or Mike Tomlin. This was an organization decision.
Do you think the NFL should be embarrassed that the organization, Mike Tomlin and Ben, came out and said basically the X-ray machine there was substandard? How can that be in a billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar, $14 billion a year industry? You know, I know the stadium's a dump, and there's nothing you can do about that right now. But can't you have first-class medical equipment in there?
Like you said, this is a multi-billion-dollar business. The salary cap, we have found out, went up exponentially yesterday. There's so much money. This league is flourishing. And for them to have this come out, that there is equipment in an NFL stadium that is below the line, is embarrassing, and it bruises the shield, in my opinion. This should not have happened. They should have the top-of-the-line equipment. They should be able to provide the best care for these players and the best examination room. And so for that to happen is embarrassing.
What was your experience in Oakland in terms of facilities, locker room, all that?
Well, listen, Oakland Coliseum wasn't the best locker room. It wasn't the best kept. I mean, you know, that one, the old 49ers stadium that I played in, you know, Jack Murphy Stadium. Well, I don't even think it's called Jack Murphy anymore. The one down in San Diego, Those old stadiums are bad. I mean, it's like you're living in your locker's in a big cubby. You got to share lockers at times, and so. But to the point of it takes a lot to build a new stadium. I mean, you're talking about taxes, and you're talking about really a lot of public involvement. But when you talk about equipment, when you talk about medical equipment, things that the team can absolutely control, you can't have this happening.
All right, Chris, we're running out of time. What do you think this weekend? It's not often that the Steelers are underdogs at home, but again, it's not often they play the Patriots. Yeah. And when they do, it doesn't always turn out well. Do you like the Steelers? If not, why not? And if so, why so?
Why,
2-point, 2-point underdogs.
Yeah, I mean, listen, 2 points really, to me, it's a wash. I mean, it's, I think that this is going to be a high-scoring game. New England's going to score quite a bit of points against the Steelers' defense, and I think the Steelers' offense is going to score quite a bit of points against the New England Patriots' defense. The defense for the Patriots, they cannot stop the run. Last week, Miami ran all over them, big runs. They give up 4.9 yards a carry. So the Steelers, in my opinion, have to commit to the run. Their strength of their defense is the defensive backfield for the Patriots. I still think that they'll expose them.
Can they do that if James Conner doesn't play? Man, I love Samuels as a receiver. He makes some big plays.
He does.
But he didn't look good as a running back.
He didn't.
And Ridley didn't. Now, I don't know if it's a line, the turf, or whatever. If Conner doesn't play and he didn't practice yesterday, yep. How confident are you they're going to be able to run the ball?
If they make a commitment to running the ball, they'll be successful. They got a great offensive line, the Steelers. And so you got to commit to the run. You can't run just to keep teams honest. They got to do what they did in that six-game winning streak where they were committed to the run, averaging over 100 yards a game. Over the last three games in the losing streak, they're averaging 65 yards a game rushing the ball. And to me, you have to be able to run the ball to be successful consistently. So when you look at this right now, high-scoring game, I do believe because the Patriots struggle on the road, they're 3-4 on the road, that the Steelers are going to win this game in a high-scoring game.
Wow. How about that, Ron?
Okay.
I just think they're going to bounce back. I think that they've been embarrassed. I don't think the Patriots were really embarrassed. They were embarrassed in the sense of that big play happened there at the end of the game. And just with the laterals and all that, just a freaky play. The Steelers have been embarrassed. And they're going to bounce
carry
back.
Over?
No question it does. These guys have a lot of pride. They didn't get to where they are at today without pride. And these guys believe in themselves. They have a pride in their organization, their team. And I believe they're going to bounce back. And there's no better way to bounce back and get that bad taste out of your mouth than beating the New England Patriots.
Hokie, great stuff as always. Thanks for coming in.
Love being with you.
It's always a joy.
Always a joy.
We're still trying to get Ron to go caroling. Are we going to
Are we going to sing songs or what? I mean, we're getting close to Christmas.
Well, I think we need to practice, and then we're going to go out maybe in Foster Plaza as a caroling group.
Talking about practice.
Practice.
Thank you, Hokie.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.